This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Saskatoon Blades are going back to the WHL's postseason for the first time since 2013. They booked their ticket, and head coach Mitch Love will lead off the show in moments. The Vancouver Giants have clinched the BC Division title. We'll have more on that. A former WHL great has had his NHL jersey retired in Glendale this week. And what a rookie season for Moose Jaw's Braden Tracy, the WHL on the run and CHL Player of the Week. We'll wrap up the show. We lead off the show with the first-year head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. Mitch Love has guided the Blades into a playoff spot for the first time since 2013 and joins us. And yes, I know, Mitch, you've clinched that playoff spot, and that's big for the Blades, but I have a feeling it's just a stepping stone here on what's bigger plans here for the postseason ahead.
Well, absolutely, John. I mean, like most teams, you know, you got your checklist of things you want to get accomplished as a group and an organization at the start of your season, and making the playoffs was definitely one of those for our team here, and we've done that, and you know, we got 7 games left here in the regular season, and you know, we got some work to be had in terms of our team game and our individual game, and making sure we're playing the game right, so in that first game one on the 22nd of March. We're firing on all cylinders.
You've had a great second half, Mitch, and the Blades. What's powered you to this strong second half of the season here?
Well, I thought, you know, we've made some nice adjustments to our roster. You know, we've added some pieces from different teams in the league throughout the year, not just at the trade deadline, to really enhance our, I think, skill. You know, some veteran presence in terms of guys that have had some playoff experience. As we all know, the second half of the season, things ramp up in terms of intensity. Teams are fighting for playoff position and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that's been key. Again, you know, we've added a lot of players over the course of the year. So, you know, a lot of new systems. It took some time for guys to get caught up on those and the way we like to play the game. And I think now over the last month and a little bit here, we've kind of seen, us getting over the hump a little bit here and hopefully can carry this into the playoffs.
Mitch, there's 3 weekends to go in the regular season. There are some people out there talking about a Saskatoon-Prince Albert East Division final. And when you hear that talk as a coach, you must cringe because you know that there's a real tough opponent likely you'll face in round one, and that opponent appears to be the Moose Jaw Warriors, who take some major changes to avoid that matchup here. So, you know, if we can look at that series heading up, I know it's not locked in stone, but boy, before there's any talk of Prince Albert, I'm sure Moose Jaw will give you guys a real tough test.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're well coached. They have the experience of having a very good hockey club last year, and a lot of guys are left over from that group. If you look at some of the personnel on their roster, I mean, they're the Brooks, the Woos, the Almeidas, and the young Tracy kids having an unbelievable rookie campaign. And then you add, Tristan Langan, who's just been off the charts good this year for that group. And he really drives that, I find, that compete level for that group over there. And you know, they're very disciplined in their structure, disciplined in terms of not taking a lot of penalties and putting themselves in tough spots. And, you know, we've had a great matchup in our regular season against them. We got 2 games left against them. And like you said, it's looking more and more like that's going to be a potential first-round matchup. So we're excited about it. I'm sure they are. And it's going to be a heck of a series like any of the first rounds across the Western Hockey League.
The Blades have got a lot of attention this season because of Kirby Dach being a potential top 5 pick at the upcoming NHL entry draft in Vancouver. You had a ringside seat there the other night, Kirby Dach and the Blades against Dylan Cousins and the Lethbridge Hurricanes. So what was that like?
Well, those kids, I mean, they've had some unbelievable games against each other this year. And you know, the other night was no different. I mean, Kirby had a monster night in terms of an offensive output. And he just was... You know, that night in particular, he was just dialed in all facets of his game. His face-offs were good. His defensive play was good. That, I think, led to a lot of his offensive success. And, you know, there was a ton of scouts in the building. So it was a good night for him to have a good night. And, Dylan's a great hockey player in his own right. I mean, you can see that by what he's accomplished in Lethbridge this year. And those 2 young men are going to go fairly high in the NHL entry draft.
Mitch, personally for you, it's your first year running your own bench. You really cut your teeth and learned a lot with the Everett Silvertips, not only as a player, but then as a longtime assistant and associate. So how have you enjoyed kind of taking what you learned and putting it to use as a first-year head coach?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, first-time head coach, and at any level, I didn't know really what to expect. You know, I've had the luxury of working with really good head coaches over the course of my coaching career. I don't think until you're in the grind every day and you're the head voice in terms of your locker room and making sure your team's ready to play on a nightly basis and be ready every day. You know, it's been a joy. I've got a great coaching staff here. This organization's been very good to me and making sure that we've got all the resources we need to make sure our players are prepared to play on a day-to-day basis. And I've just enjoyed it. It's just great growth. As a coach, you're always learning. I learn from my players as much as I learn from my staff and other people I coach against and compete against. And it's just been a blast. And this community's been really good to our players. And we're really looking forward to the playoffs.
Finally, you had your Blades into Swift Current, where you played your junior hockey as well, and you were part of Hockey Day in Canada festivities in that feature game featuring the Blades and the Broncos. What was that like to be part of that and to play in that game and to kind of celebrate the game in our country?
Well, you know what? It was amazing to see, you know, the people that were just driving that thing in force, you know, throughout the week leading up to the game. It was kind of interesting to see a lot of the old alumni, you know, having spent a year and a half as a youngster playing for the Broncos and seeing some of my old teammates and hovering around the rink that I hadn't seen in 15, 16 years. So it was great. It was a great crowd. They just did an excellent job as a community, as an organization there in Swift Current to make sure that was a phenomenal day. And I know our players really enjoyed, having that extra little spotlight that Saturday afternoon.
Right, and a big third period there for your hockey club gets you the win there, too. All right, Mitch, I tell you, it's going to be a great final three weekends of the season here, and you'll get amped up for that first round of the playoffs as well. And we do appreciate you spending some time with us. Great job there with the Blades this season, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thanks a lot. Anytime, Keener.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
For the first time since the 2009-2010 season, the Vancouver Giants are BC Division champions. The Giants would clinch their sixth division title in franchise history on the weekend with a 5-4 shootout loss against the Victoria Royals in Victoria. Head coach Michael Dick.
Well, it feels good. It's nice to have that banner behind us this year, and it's one step. And We've got some higher aspirations, obviously, but it's never an easy feat to be a division champion, and this team hasn't been a division champion for a long time, so we certainly take a lot of pride in that.
Now, it is the sixth title for the Giants in franchise history. Team captain Jared Dimitru says they've built towards this.
This organization's gone through some tough times, and it's huge for the city and the organization to be able to be back on top of the BC division. And that banner is nice to get, but at the same time, we all realize that the regular season is just the regular season, and these last couple weeks here are just for us to hone in our game and get rolling in to the real game.
The Giants will have home ice advantage through at least the first two rounds of the 2019 WHL playoffs, and they're currently in a tight race with the Everett Silvertips for first in the Western Conference.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former WHL star Shane Doan received the ultimate honor this week. His number 19 retired by the Arizona Coyotes after a 21-year career with the Coyotes and the Winnipeg Jets franchise. Doan was a Kamloops Blazer from 1992 to 1995, helping the Blazers to two Memorial Cup championships. In fact, he was the MVP of the 1995 Memorial Cup tournament hosted in Kamloops. He retires after playing in 1,540 NHL games. Internationally, Doan has won two gold medals and three silvers at the World Championships, as well as a World Cup championship in 2004. He was also a member of Canada's 2006 Winter Olympic team. Doan on Jersey Retirement Night.
I would have never, ever made it this far without all of you. And so to everyone here that has sacrificed so I could be celebrated, thank you so much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Canada West Men's Hockey has unveiled its season-ending award winners, and it's packed with former WHL talent. It's the Alberta Golden Bears leading the conference awards charge. Golden Bears forward Luke Philp has been named the Canada West Player of the Year, while Jason Fram named the top defenseman, Grayson Polinchuk the Rookie of the Year, and Riley Kieser the Student Athlete Community Service Award winner. They all took home major awards. All four award winners are WHL alumni from the Golden Bears. Also winning a major award, U of S Husky goaltender Taryn Kozin as Goaltender of the Year. The awards, which were selected by the conference's eight men's hockey coaches, come ahead of this weekend's Canada West Final, again between the Saskatchewan Huskies and the Alberta Golden Bears in Saskatoon.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Braden Tracy is having a great yet somewhat unexpected season. 17-year-old is the top rookie scorer in the WHL and the CHL, and now has two awards coming off a big week. Voice of the Warriors' James Gallo has more.
And an opportunity to sit down with the Western Hockey League and Canadian Hockey League rookie scoring leader, Moose Jaw Warriors 17-year-old Braden Tracy. When you hear that, WHL and CHL rookie scoring leader, does it still surprise you a little bit? Have you gotten used to hearing that?
Yeah, I've gotten used to it a bit. I mean, the guys like to joke around about it in the room a bit, but obviously I got that feeling in my stomach. That's pretty cool, and obviously the season's not over yet, so I just got to keep on rolling.
When you came to Moose Jaw in August for training camp, what were your goals to come into the season, and how have those goals changed as the season's gone on and you found more and more success?
Yeah, I had two goals. One was to learn new things. Obviously, playing on the line I'm on with Langer and Almeida, they obviously teach me a lot of new things. They give me good advice, so I learned a lot from them. And then my other goal was 50 points in the season. Since I passed that, I think I've just been going game by game and going from there.
I want to go back to last year, Braden. 16 years old, you're a first-round WHL Bantam pick a couple of years ago. You didn't make this team as a 16-year-old. Was that hard to take at the time?
Yeah, it was hard, but I think I knew it was coming with the team we had. Alan, Tim, and I had a pretty good talk about it before I went home about what would be best for me. Obviously, I wouldn't be playing the minutes that I'm playing this year, last year. Going home, obviously, I played 30 minutes a game, if that. So I think going home and getting all that experience of playing lots of minutes and coming back here with lots of cardio and being in good shape helped me a lot.
And that 16-year-old season as a midget player can be a very important season. You think about yourself and Adam Beckman with the Spokane Chiefs. You guys sit 1-2 in rookie scoring. Do you feel you guys are nice success stories to other players to learn from, to say, you know, even though you're a first-round pick, you don't have to play in this league as a 16-year-old. It's playing time that you need to worry about at 16 years old.
Yeah, it's a good story. Obviously, I would have never, both of us would have never got to be as good as we are today if we didn't go home last year. But I think it's a good story with both of us. Obviously, we're both doing pretty well this year. Obviously, it's a little battle between us, but that's between us. So. But I think going home is definitely a good decision last year.
Yourself, Justin Almeida, and Tristan Langen have become one of the more dangerous lines in the Western Hockey League. What's it like to play with a 19 and 20-year-old and having success?
Yeah, it's surreal. I mean, Mades obviously is a Penguins prospect, and Langen's looking for a contract now. He obviously deserves it, but I think playing with them is something special. On the bench, we all teach each other new things. We all talk about it. We like to joke around. It's just a fun time overall.
What have they taught you?
I think confidence. It's a main point. Don't be scared to carry the puck. Don't be scared to make that play. They're always going to be there supporting you. So if you mess up, you know they're on backup.
What have you taught them?
I think just a little bit of jokes. I like to joke around with them a bit. Sometimes I'll get them a little bit angry out on the ice, but I think just having fun is the most important part.
The numbers show your skill, but one thing that the coaches talk a lot about is your hockey IQ. How do you see the game when you're on the ice? How do you make plays happen?
I think it's a bit different than everyone else sees it. I can make passes when I'm not looking. I mean, I know where Langer is going to be. I know where Mage is going to be in the offensive zone. So I think I build off that. And I see what D-men are going to do, if they're going to step off, if they're going to push back. But it's definitely cool seeing the ice the way I do.
Pretty odd to have the WHL and CHL rookie scoring leader not at the CHL top prospects game. How much has that snub been motivation for you?
Yeah, I think it gives me a push. I mean, I know I'm capable of playing with those players, but I think my numbers will show and my hard work, so I just got to go out there and prove them wrong.
Well, Braden, congratulations on your success so far. Good luck here down the stretch with the Moose Jaw Warriors.
Thank you. It means a lot.
And that's this week's show. Big thanks to James in Moose Jaw for his help once again. Hey, playoff chase is on. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.